Lincoln South Food Hall in Bellevue. Fitness for foodies. From carb-loving meat eaters to vegan and everything in between, we've got you covered. Grab a quick lunch or come for happy hour. You'll leave craving more. Order online at LincolnSFH.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I like a girl that appreciates a nice broke dude from time to time. And Katie, who's on the phone to do a second date update right now, loves broke dudes.
Wow, rare.
Yeah, what's up, Katie? How are you?
Hey, guys.
You're a girl after my own heart.
We'll get to how much you like broke guys in just a second. But first, tell us about the broke guy that you went on a date with. What's his name?
His name is Gabriel.
Gabriel, okay. All right. And how did you meet him?
We met on a dating app.
Not a pay-for dating app, obviously.
True.
And it was free.
Was that like part of his like profile that he said he was a broke dude?
No.
That wouldn't work.
Not like that's not the central factor of the story.
Oh.
Okay.
Just so you guys know.
Yeah, that's okay. Just what I chose to highlight on from her email.
Focuses on the wrong things a lot.
Tell us about your date with Gabriel.
We had a great date. I mean, and honestly, like I've been on and off dating apps for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like a few, like Bumble, Tinder, OkCupid. I've really tried a lot. And some have been really bad, but some have been good. And Gabe, this one with him was actually one of the best I've ever had. I've never felt like I've met someone online and really, really, really liked them.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and it sucks even more that you're not getting a call back now.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to talk to you guys.
Tell us about the date and why I keep calling him a broke guy. You should probably explain that.
I'm anxious to find
out. So we met at a restaurant, and it was kind of funny because we sat down, and he looked really nervous. And I've done this a lot in the last year, and it's kind of just like it doesn't really work me up anymore. And I like looked at him and just said, you don't have to be nervous.
Yeah, right.
And I thought maybe, I don't know, maybe he doesn't do this a lot. Maybe I intimidated him. Maybe he thought I was pretty. I don't know. But either way, I just kind of wanted to let him know that it was cool and like, it's okay. Like, no pressure. This is just fun.
Right. Did that help?
Well, he said that it wasn't that and it was something else.
Huh.
And so I asked him what he was talking about. And he said, to be honest, I just don't think I can afford the food here.
Oh, sweetie.
No.
So that's your broke joke thing, whatever.
Yeah. And then you laughed at him and left.
No.
No, I laughed because I was not expecting that. And I told him, wow, I said, you're a breath of fresh air because honestly, like, I love that you are honest.
Right.
I don't know. I was not expecting him to say that. And it wasn't a turnoff to me that it was too expensive. And I appreciated his honesty. I've done that before. Like, I've definitely looked up menus ahead of time and changed plans.
Yeah.
Right. Totally. So what'd you guys do? Did you leave or did you offer to pay for the meal?
So I said, well, let's just get out of here and go somewhere else. And, you know, he was kind of worried and said, are you sure? Is it okay? And I said, yeah, it's totally fine. Let's go. Oh. I didn't want it to be weird or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So we left and just went down the street and grabbed some euros and beers at this little hole in the wall place.
Dude, perfect.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's great. I don't care where we are. I just wanted, you know, meet someone and talk to them. And it was super fun.
And the honesty must have made you feel comfortable with him, too.
Yeah.
Totally. And it was like, you know, without having this kind of like fine dining atmosphere around us, it was better, I think, in a casual setting. So that was great. And
so did he drop his nervousness after that when you guys went to the Euro place?
Totally. And we talked, like, nothing felt like formal or surfacey or superficial. We talked about like a lot more and I felt like we were really connecting. It was so refreshing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You sound like you were so jaded before this man came along and he like renewed your spirit in like the hope for love.
Yeah.
Yes. I always have zero expectations.
Which is why you're never nervous because you got nothing to lose.
Exactly. That's how, that's exactly what I do.
Okay.
And so at the end of the day, I kind of like was joking with him and I was like, do you want to dine and dash here too? And he thought it was funny. We laughed. And
did you guys actually dine and dash though?
No, we didn't.
Oh, damn.
We just, you know, we ended the date normally. He gave me a hug, and I have not heard from him since, like, except for a text that night saying thanks for the date.
Okay. And what do you think went wrong? Why do you think he's not wanting to go out again?
I don't know. Like I said, just being able to be honest with each other, changing the place, like going to somewhere more casual.
Right.
I thought that it was kind of fun and chill, and there was no hard feelings, no reason to feel embarrassed or weird. I thought it was really, really actually, like, again, one of the best dates I've had in a long time.
Okay. I think it's strange that he's not calling you back either.
Yes.
Because you sound awesome on the
date.
Totally.
Thank you. I thought I was too.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out. We'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Yep. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Hey, Katie?
Yeah?
That's gotta be frustrating because you said you went out on one of the greatest dates in your whole life, and now the dude's not calling you back. That's, I was just thinking about it. It's gotta be frustrating because clearly you had a very different experience.
Oh,
if you think about it.
I guess.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why.
I mean, I don't know either. You sound cool, especially, you know, because you told us how you guys went out to a restaurant that was too expensive for him, and he actually told you that, and you still were like, let's get out of here and go someplace cheaper. Mm-hmm. That's very understanding. As a dude, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. She doesn't care if I have money or whatever. I can just be myself.
Really good.
So I don't know why you're not getting a call back either, but I'm going to call him right now. You know, he didn't have enough money, so maybe he's just saving up money so he can take you on a better date next time, like Olive Garden.
wow.
Maybe take you to the gas station, buy you a Voss water. Maybe he's saving up for a Voss water. That's the fancy one in a glass bottle, you know?
Hey, you guys joke, but that's actually really romantic. If that was the case, I absolutely think that you should go to the gas station with him.
I would go to a gas station. I just want to see him again.
All right. Well, I'm going to call him right now and see if we can figure out why he's not getting back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Gabriel?
This is Gabriel.
Gabriel, how are you, man? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Calling from where?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Any idea why a radio show's calling you, or do you get a lot of radio shows calling you?
No, I have no idea. Why are you guys calling me?
Okay. I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
About me?
Yes. Her name is Katie.
Oh, okay. Weird.
Weird?
Do you know Katie? You remember Katie?
Yeah, we went on a date.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly why we're calling. We do a segment called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Slow down for a second. Why isn't she calling me? Why doesn't she just ask me herself?
Well, because apparently she's tried to get a hold of you, but you won't text her back or call her back. So that's why she hasn't asked you herself, because you won't respond to her.
Yeah.
Pretty good reason.
That's the problem.
It's the whole point behind what we're doing right now.
I get that, but she contacted a radio station?
Wait.
Yeah. I mean how else is she? I mean, she didn't have any other way to get a hold of you, and she wants to know what's going on.
So bizarre. Okay.
Do you like Katie?
She was nice. Yeah. She seems like a nice person.
You know, she said that the date she went on with you is one of the best dates she's ever been on in her entire life.
That's sweet.
Yeah, no pressure or anything.
Yeah, and she can't think of any reason why you wouldn't want to go out with her again. Did she do something wrong on your date?
You know, she just has kind of a unique view on how life works, and I wasn't really my thing.
A unique view on how life works. Can you explain that a little bit more for us?
You know, it's kind of embarrassing. I don't know if I should.
Okay, embarrassing for her, you think?
It might be.
Okay, well, she's prepared to hear whatever you have to say. I mean, that's part of the deal when you do this with the show, is you know you might hear something you don't want to hear, so.
And how could her life view be embarrassing?
I don't know. It's her thing. It's not my thing. I don't know if it's embarrassing to her.
Hmm. Why don't you give it a shot and see?
We'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll tell you. She just wants to know.
All right, well, look, she mentioned during the date that she's a virgin.
Oh.
But when she told me, I was shocked. I mean, I wasn't sure how to react.
Yeah.
Okay, so what, just too much pressure knowing that she's a virgin?
I think I should clarify exactly what she said.
Okay.
She said she was a reimagined virgin.
A reimagined
virgin?
Ooh, right. And I was confused, like, oh, sorry, are you born again? Are you religious? And she said, no, it's not like that. It's just that after every hookup with a guy, I reimagine myself as a virgin.
What? Wait, so she's having sex on the regular, but just imagining herself as a virgin afterwards?
That is my understanding, yes.
So according to like a doctor, he would say that she is not a virgin, but she says that...
Look, you're talking to the wrong guy about this, but all I know is she said that she reimagines herself as a virgin and that she's waiting for the right guy. I thought, okay, so am I the next person to be with this reimagined virgin?
Hey, yeah, you could take somebody's imaginary virginity.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
I had never heard of it either.
You said you're not the right guy to ask about it, but I do know the woman that we should ask about it, and her name is Katie. Don't you think we should ask her?
Yeah, I mean, I've already talked to her about it, so if you're curious, I'm sure she would talk to you about it.
I'm very curious. And you know what? Why don't we just all talk to her about it right now, because she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yep. Katie?
Yeah, hi.
Wait, she's on the other line?
Uh-huh. Yes. Katie, say hi to Gabriel.
Hi, Gabe. Hi.
Hey, Katie. Hi.
Gabe, I'm just a little surprised that you feel this way. I had no idea, and you didn't say anything during the date.
What am I supposed to say? You said you were reimagined a virgin. I didn't know what to say at the moment.
I just don't understand why you didn't ask me about it or say that it bothered you or that you thought it was weird. It's not. I could have explained to you everything about it. Like, it's not even just me. This is a movement.
So this reimagined virgin thing isn't something you came up with on your own, Katie?
No, of course not.
And is it just because, like, are you feeling guilty after you have, you know, like, one night stands or something, and so you want to pretend like it didn't happen?
No, it's nothing about guilt or shame. It's just about feeling like the person you're with is, well, making actually your relationship with the person you're with in the moment special. Oh. And everything's new, you know? There's nothing, no past experiences kind of to compare to.
What?
This is way better than my other first
But
time.
You can't just, like, erase your past. Like, it doesn't, like, life doesn't work like that, right? Like, you are obviously, when you get in bed with somebody else, not virgin-like if you've had a lot of experience. And that's not a bad thing.
Well, maybe that's the situation for you, but that's not how I feel because I'm a reimagined virgin.
So do you act all, like, scared and timid during it? Or, like, what's the...
It's not really about acting scared and timid. It's just being with someone without feeling like you have to be a certain way, like remembering how your last partner liked to do things. You know what I mean? It's like discovering everything together sexually, right?
Okay, that's not a bad message. Weird label.
Yeah, weird label.
Yeah, maybe you guys are getting this, but I still am kind of at a loss. Like, I don't see how someone can go through and think that they're a reimagined virgin.
Yeah, Katie, why reimagine yourself as a virgin? Why not just go, I've been with 10 people, but now I'm with you?
Because I just said that when I do give myself to someone, I'm hoping that that person is going to be my forever person. And if they're not my forever person, then I can just wipe the slate clean and forget about them and reimagine myself a virgin again.
That is convenient virginity.
Wow.
Very convenient.
I mean, it sounds great.
Don't have to hold out or anything for that one.
See, that's what I mean. It's such a that's a big responsibility. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but Gabe, couldn't you just reimagine yourself as a virgin and then it's two reimagined virgins together?
What you're describing sounds like two people just doing a lot of drugs and not remembering anything.
It does, actually.
It actually does.
Well, and if she does that with me, it means that she wants to be with me forever, and I'm not ready to have that commitment yet.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the opposite. There's no responsibility, because like I just said, if it doesn't work out, I am able to just wipe that slate clean, you know?
Yeah. I do see the pluses, but it still sounds weird to me.
Okay, well, maybe it sounds weird to you because you've never tried it.
I haven't. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to reimagine myself a virgin right now, yeah.
You said there's no religious connection, no religious affiliations. Age doesn't matter. Anyone can do it.
Oh, done.
The number of people you've been with doesn't matter. Like, who cares the number, right?
Done. I'm a virgin.
Okay, you guys are laughing about this, but thousands of people are doing this, and it's not weird. At all.
Thousands?
You know,
who are the thousands? I've never heard this my entire life.
Well, Gabriel, would you like to learn more about reimagined virginity and go on a second date with Katie? We'll pay for it.
Katie, look, you are a nice person. I am not interested in another date.
Aw, come on.
The reimagined virgin thing is just too weird.
See, too weird, or Katie, you could look at it this way. He's respecting your reimagined virginity and doesn't want to take that from you.
Okay, I guess. Gabe, thank you for respecting my reimagined virginity.
It just sounds
You're welcome.
It's too bad, Gabriel, because I feel like Katie the Virgin could have taught you a thing or two. Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, can I be a reimagined millionaire? Sure, you can imagine yourself anything, I guess. Nice. Talking about today's second date update, if you missed it, Katie wasn't getting a call back from this dude named Gabriel. And when we called him, we found out why. She mentioned during her date that she is a reimagined virgin. Never heard anything like that before, but she explained it to us. It's not religious or anything, but after she hooked up with the guy, she just reimagines herself a virgin again to keep things new and exciting. So no matter what, she's always a virgin until the person she marries, and then she won't be a virgin. That's what she said. He thought the idea was extremely weird and didn't want the responsibility of taking somebody's reimagined virginity. Too much pressure there.
Yeah. A lot of imaginary responsibility.
So no second date for them. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email, and we will call the person who didn't call you back. Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week is coming up at 8:10. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.